Since 2012, the tobacco-free Columbia-Dane County Coalition has convinced owners of 17 properties in the Madison area to adopt smoke-free policies. Erica Cook is director of property management with T-Wall Enterprises. In one of their newly opened Madison apartments, renters can smoke outside but not inside. Cook says apartments vacated by smokers often need new paint, carpeting, and cleaning of air ducts. But the biggest and most dangerous concern is fire.
So I have seen firsthand several apartments literally destroyed by smoke.
Bev Jamboyce is an attorney who's drawn up apartment leases. She's also co-chair of the Tobacco-Free Columbia-Dane County Coalition. She says landlords are often uncertain whether they legally can prevent people from smoking in their rental units.
Often landlords, that's their question. They didn't realize they can institute these policies because they think there's some kind of constitutional right to smoke.
Landlords also worry about losing potential renters who smoke, says Nina Gregerson, who's with Madison and Dane County Public Health.
And that does come up. Surprisingly, vacancy rates are not affected by the implementation of smoke-free policies. So we share that with property owners and managers.
The coalition urges property owners to enforce no smoking policies with warnings, fines, or even termination of a lease. Shemay Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.